Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Travis?
Oh, hi, Travis. I think I'm returning the call. I think the phone got disconnected.
Yeah, it did. My head went dead.
Okay, no problem. Can we go ahead and continue?
Yes,
Yeah, okay. We're almost done here with the questions. Give me one second. Let me pull it up. So once again, this is a recorded line. I'm continuing the intake form. Okay, so let me finish the questions here. Are you currently employed?
no, ma'am.
No. Okay. Have you lost any time away from work, from any surgeries or treatments related to your condition?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Yeah. Okay. Approximately what dates were you unable to work?
Date, man. Date, it's been a minute. I can't hardly remember. Let me see this. It's well, I had my surgery with August the 30th, 2023.
You said you had a surgery then? Okay. So from August 30th of 2023, until when?
That's it. Up to now.
Up to now? Okay. All right. So let's see. Up till now, November 2024. Okay. And then have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. Have you ever filed for disability or workers' comp claim?
No, ma'am.
No. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Say it again.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, ma'am.
No. Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Oh, that's like what? Like 2017? No, two, not just 2017, but 2007.
2007? Okay. All right, no problem. I'll just write that down here. Okay, so that's it for these questions. The next questions I'm going to ask are about the medical records, and then the doctor. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Albert Duncan.
Okay, Dr. Albert, you said?
Albert, as
Albert, can
in,
spell it for me?
Elbert Duncan.
Okay. Duncan, can you spell that for me?
Duncan.
Duncin? Or
CAN.
CAN. Got it. All right. Sorry, it was a little hard to hear. All right. Perfect. And then what was the name of the hospital or facility or medical center?
Ascension Saint Vincent, Birmingham.
St. Vincent, you said?
Yeah, Vincent.
Birmingham. Okay. All right. Let me see if I can find it here.
VI, you would spell like VINCENT plus S.
Apostrophe S. Okay. And then let's see. Was it Ascension? Ascension Saint Vincent?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember the address?
Let me see. 810, I think Saint Vincent Doctor, I mean Saint 50, Saint Vincent Drive,
Same address.
Birmingham, Alabama, 36205.
36. Okay, perfect. Yep, that's the one I found here on Google. Just want to make sure it's the right one. So thank you for that. And then do you have a phone number for the facility?
I don't have now.
No? Okay, no problem. So I'll just pull it up over here. All right. And then when was the last time that you were treated for any of your injuries?
Hold on for a second.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Can't remember. I don't remember.
No. Okay. You mentioned in August of 2023 you had a surgery?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll put that there. August 30th, is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So I'll do that. And then you've had chemotherapy, surgery. Do you have medical records that state
I had
that?
The chemo surgery when it was September 2023.
So September?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll do September here. And then we're almost done. I do appreciate your patience. Just a couple more questions here. Do you have medical records that indicate the cancer diagnosis and the type?
Yes. I got the medical record.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. And then is there anything that you would like to share in regards to how the diagnosis has impacted your life? Anything like physical, mental, emotional, whatever you'd like to share?
Yes, it slowed me down from working, that's about the only thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it slowed you down at work. Okay.
Slowed me down for working.
Okay. So I'll write that down here.
When I try to work, it slowed me down. Short breath, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Shortness of breath, okay. All right. And then the last thing I need from you is just an emergency contact just in case you become unresponsive for a very long time. So if we can't reach out to you, we'll reach out to your emergency contact. This is just so that there's no disruptions in the case so that we can continue. So for the emergency contact.
This is a good number. You're going to reach me. You can reach me at this number or you can dial 334-233-1158.
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second and I'll put it on that. On that section here. Okay, for the emergency contact, I'm sorry, do you have somebody that you can trust, like a family member or a friend, anybody that lives with you or lives separate?
Yeah, you can just put 334-233-1158.
Okay, let's see. Can you repeat it one more time?
334-233-1158.
1158. Okay, and then whose number is that?
Gina.
Gina, okay. Can you spell that for me?
G-I-N-A.
G-I-N-A, okay. And her last name?
William.
William?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's her relationship to you?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend, okay. Does she live with you or live separate?
We live together.
Live together, okay, perfect. All right, so that's it for the questions here. So like I said, the next thing I'll do is I'll send you the electronic document to sign. This is permission for the attorneys to start working on the case. So let me send it over. I'll send it to you a text message. You can put me on speaker right now if you need to. I'll stay on the line with you so that I can help you navigate the page if you need any help.
All right,
let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly. And then just to verify, the phone number is 334-201-2351.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I just sent it over. You should see it pretty soon.
Okay, I got it.
Uh-huh, and then you just click the link. It'll open it for you.
Okay, what's a message from Mass Tort?
Yep, Mass Tort Strategies.
Well, Chris, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, say continue.
Yes, sir.
Please review and act of these documents. What I press? Okay, please sign.
Yes, please sign. And then there should be a yellow box somewhere. It says start signing. And then there's highlighted boxes. It'll tell you where to sign.
Well, I got to press continue to sign.
Yes, I think it's the top right corner.
No, it ain't showing it, but it's saying, like, please review and act act on these documents. Okay.
Okay.
It won't let me sign, though.
Is there a place where it says open documents or review
documents? Open
documents.
No, I don't see nothing.
No? Okay. Let me see.
It say please sign. That's it. But it ain't
Okay, if you scroll to the top or the bottom, is there anywhere that says start signing or continue, anything like that?
Print and sign. I pressed the little three. I look down at the bottom. It got the three lines at the bottom to the left. So
Let's
press.
see.
Want me to press that?
Yeah, press that and see what comes up. I can't see your screen. I'm just remembering what it looks like.
It say print and sign at the top. So
print
I press
and sign.
it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It say, how would you like to return your signed document? Upload or fax?
Upload.
Upload. All right. Continue. Ooh, this thing give me a headache. Please download the this document. You say I got to download it?
You shouldn't have to. Let me see what else.
Let me see. Want me to go back? I'm going to put cancel. I'll put cancel. It say please sign, but I'm going to just press continue. Select start to begin.
Start. There we go.
Okay, start. All right. Now what I do?
What do you see? Is there a yellow box anywhere?
It say require sign here.
Yep. Press that where it says sign here.
Okay, so it's a sign. So how would I sign?
Is there an option to draw it, or does it have you pick a signature?
Okay, I do it like that. I just sign on the phone.
And then, after that, you press adopt and sign.
Okay. Okay, I did that. Then what else I got to do?
Okay, and then if there's a button where it says continue or next.
Oh, I got another required sign here. I got Travis Dominique Pine already there. Initials. Got to do initials too?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If they draw my initials?
Yes,
All right. Okay. It's a cross sign here. Oh, God, I can't wait to see. Please. What are they gonna do? Okay. All right. Okay, boom. Okay, I'm gonna go down here. This is right here. Okay. I think that about to do it right there.
Okay. Did it say finish signing? You have to press the button where it says finish signing.
Let me see. Okay, put finish.
Finish, okay.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. I just got the notification. Everything is signed. All right. And you'll also get a copy of everything in the emails, okay? So the emails you provided, they'll send you a copy of everything you signed. Travis, that's it for today. My name is Natalia. I'm your step one in this process. So what I'll do next is I will send you another text message with my direct line and the phone number of the attorneys, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just wait for them. Give them about 5 to 10 business days so they can review the documents and the information. Then they will call you, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.